Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this offering. We thank you, Lord, as the people of your congregation come together, Lord, and we come together in one place. We set this place apart for you, Lord. And Father, we just thank you as we set this part of our income apart to you this week, Father, that we keep you first in our lives. And Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness, for the 30, the 60, the 100-fold, even the 1,000-fold return that will come in our lives, Lord, because you said, Jesus, you said it's more blessed to give than to receive. But you also said that what we give in this life, brothers, sisters, houses, lands, homes, you will repay 100-fold in this lifetime. Lord, some of us are a little bit older, and some of us are a little bit younger, Lord, but it doesn't, a lifetime, in our lifetime. So, Lord, if they haven't seen it yet, Lord, we decree it and declare it today that it's going to come to pass quickly in Jesus' name. Because, Lord, you are faithful, and we know the devil, he's a liar. So we command him, offer your blessings right now in the name of Jesus. Offer your people. We call Satan underneath our feet in Jesus' name. Even in a world that's gone chaotic and crazy, Lord, your people are still blessed. And you have never changed and never will. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. I thank you for good staff and good people that leave me little notes up here. Because this place gets cleaned off, so when I seen something, I'm like, man, I must have forgot something from last Sunday. But no, this is a thank you letter. If you were with us last Sunday, Sherry Castor, Pastor Jack Smith, stand up, Pastor Jack. This is another one of our ministers here at the church. He's recuperating from, he's turning into the bionic Pastor Jack Smith. He's got some surgeries he's going through, but what? He's going through. He's coming out on the other side.
Amen.
And his daughter was here last week, and she shared she's getting ready to go to Honduras on a mission trip. And she sent a thank you letter and said, Pastor Robert and congregation, thank you all for having me on Sunday. I really enjoyed being a part in the Mission Sundays. We have Mission Sunday here every second Sunday. You all went above and beyond to meet my needs. I am anxiously waiting for October the 4th. In the meantime, please continue to pray for myself and my group as we travel to share God's word and be his hands and feet. God bless you all. We'll be in touch. Sherry Castor. Amen. And she's gonna come and return. Ruth, if you'll take that and hand it to Angel back there, they'll put it on our bulletin board for us. Thank you. Ruthie needs to get up. She's got that, had to stop and get her some coffee at QT, so she got to get all that sugar out, all that energy out. I need to get her up. Walk. I think you need to run around a little bit like Leo this morning. Hey, Leo, I've been in the ministry now, or been serving now about 20-some years. About the only church, the first time I've seen somebody run that I've been a part of. So praise God. That's a first for me. Amen.
That's a God thing.
Hey, if you need to run in here, just don't stumble over anything. He didn't. Leo knows this church. We leave the lights on. You need to run. You need to jump up and do a little dance, do a little jig. Hey, give glory to God. That's what it's about. Amen.
Amen.
Before I get into the message, we're going to be talking about faith. And if you're behind on the message, you can go to the easiest place to go listen to all of our messages on our website, wofwc.org. A lot of times you'll see a PowerPoint of our partners. When you sow, we're helping at least 10, 11 ministries help take this word around the world. We sow here locally too. Hope Church in Matthews and Cooperative Christian Ministries here in Concord. And God's got some other things in my heart to do, but, you know, we do things legally too. We have a board meeting. Pastor, I just ain't out here just doing everything. I got some accountability boards that keep me straight. Amen. We work there. That's what you got to do. But I've got some other things in my heart I want to do locally, and I believe we'll be doing them here for too long, meeting the needs of our, being a blessing to our police officers, our firemen, the people that are out here every day putting their life on the line, and, you know, more than just praying for them, feed them. Amen. Step out there and feed them. Give them, cook them some pancakes and some bacon, and be a blessing to them. But I also wanted, I had this for offering until the Lord changed it around this morning. Amen. Because it ain't all about me. It's the praise team bringing gifts. It's the congregation having testimonies. This is what makes the tabernacle a congregation. The testimony. Amen. It's when we testify to what God has done in our life. And you'll see, this church is in Psalms 23. We have green grass, green pastures on this site. Why? Because it's been raining around this church. Amen. I've been Wednesday night. I mean, Bible study got started about 10 minutes late. As far as people coming in, goes, we had a downpour. But you know what? We're blessed. The grass is green and growing. You know, we need water, but we don't need damaging wind, hail, or lightning, right? So you speak to things. You know, I spoke to things Wednesday night. I was speaking to the storm like Jesus told me to. You know, he's my shepherd. He said, speak to the storm. Speak to the mountain. So there wasn't nobody here, and it was raining, and I said, I spoke to the storm. And we got to have wisdom. If it's pouring down rain and you're not preaching, I wouldn't have got out either. I'd waited. Amen. But see, the pastor, he's the one preaching, and he's got to be there. Right? Well, I'm like the mailman. Come sleet, freezing rain, I got to be here. Amen. And but it was a blessing. After that, man, it was just so calm and peaceful after the service because of that storm. It was gone. It was the peace. But you got to see the peace before and in the storm. Yeah. Jesus is with you. And he was not happy. He wasn't pleased because the disciples didn't speak to that storm. Because if you'll follow, if you'll read before Peter walked on the water, Jesus had an all-day meeting, faith meeting, about authority, about the sower sows the word of God, the seed. Amen. And what you can do because of Christ, because of that authority. And they had a test because the Bible, Jesus said the devil, he is the thief. He's coming for the word's sake, not for you. He hates you. And he hates the word getting in you. He wants to get the word out so he can kill you. Because you got two families on this earth. You're either born again or saved. You're either a sinner or a saint. You're either saved or you ain't. There's only two families, lost or saved. And the devil don't want you saved. He wants you lost. Because he's lost. Amen. The devil has a future. It's the lake of burning fire, torment. Hell, that's what it's called, hell. You don't want to be there. There's going to be people there, but that never was God's intention. But I wanted to share this with you, talking about, and it had to go so much with your giving. And let's see if I put the reference here. It's in 1 Corinthians, because we might be there today, if I can get off the introduction about this teaching about faith. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, Paul's saying to the Corinthian church, brethren, and I, brethren, I could not speak to you as spiritual, as unto spirituals, but as unto carnal. Now, Paul's talking to Christians, believers in Corinth, in the church of Corinth. But he said, I couldn't speak to you about spiritual things, but I had to bring it down to your carnal level. As babes unto Christ. He says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hereto you were not able to bear it. You remember at certain times Jesus said, I can only tell you this because right now Jesus said you can't bear it because you didn't have the Holy Ghost to bring you the understanding to help you. So Jesus didn't tell them everything he knew. He just told them what they needed to know at the time. I'm talking about Jesus to the disciples. Because Jesus knew there was another time coming when the day of Pentecost came. That's when the Holy Ghost came. When I say came, he came on the inside of the disciple, of the believer. He was on the outside wanting in, but then he came on the inside. Now he wants out, the Holy Ghost. He wants out of you onto other people. That's what Leo was telling you. He came out of Leo and Judy into the present, into the atmosphere of that hospital room to where people, they didn't want to come in there and cuss anymore. Why? Because it was holy ground. It wasn't holy because of Leo. It's holy because Christ in Leo and Judy, in you, we are holy ground. We are that tabernacle of meeting, going around having meetings. Amen. Meeting in our store, meeting at our places of employment, our homes. If you have Christ in you, you have the hope of glory. You have that glory. People need hope that they can experience that glory too. Amen. Because God created us for his purpose, for glory, to bring glory to him, to the world. God takes pleasure when we prosper, not when we're destroyed.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Paul's saying, I want to tell you deep things. We talked about Holy Spirit, breathe on me, do deep things in me. We got to come to the water first. We got to get our feet in the water before we can go deeper, right? Some people don't want to come to the water. They don't want to get wet of the Holy Ghost. They've heard that he's this guy that if you mess up, man, he's going to knock you down. I wouldn't want to go to that church either. But God's not like that. They've been lied to. Jesus said, my father, he looked at some of the churchy people, the scribes and the Pharisees. He said, yeah, you have your father, the devil. That's what Jesus said. Called the priests devils to their face. And it was the truth. And they just couldn't receive the truth. Did that change Jesus? Jesus still loved them, but he told them the truth. And then he went on to tell somebody else the truth. So this is what Paul was saying. I want to tell you deep things, but I can't give it to you yet, because he knew there was a lot of divisions going on, and Paul was sent there to put things in order in the church. For yet you are carnal, for where is there is among you. This is why Paul was calling the church, the believers, I can't tell you deep things because you ain't even got the base things. The baby, you still got your Pampers on. He's looking to adult Christians, and he's seeing spiritual diapers on all of them. They're still in their diapers. Why? Because in the church at Corinth, and I'm your pastor. I'm not saying you guys. I'm just saying I'm a pastor of pastors. Jesus is the head shepherd. There's a lot of churches out there, and God's going to send me there too to teach them. I'm not leaving you guys. I'm just saying God's sending. He's going to send me places. I'm just speaking by the word too. Amen? There's other churches, there's other pastors that need what I have. They have a need for what I have, what God's put to teach them faith. Faith in God. The fig tree, right? Faith in God, not faith in men. I don't want to talk to you as a man. I want to talk to you as a man of God up here. And I want to demonstrate it. I'm not going to run. Leo's the runner this morning. But I want you all to run the race and finish your course. Because the devil wants to take you out early, but God wants to keep you here long life, satisfy you. That's Leo. You might as well just say, if you need to run, get up and run. Long life. Amen? Amen. That's God's will for us. Long life. Satisfied. Amen. Long life. Larry Mullis is another testimony of the grace of God. Dealt with cancer in his body. Right, Larry? Dealt with things. Look, he's young. I ain't going to tell you how old Larry Mullis is, but he's a young man. Man, he's looking good. He's looking younger every day. He's one of the pillars of this church, one of the men that's, him and Frankie built this church with their hands, but they're still here. Amen. Why? Because they've heard some good news here. Amen. They've heard good news. But Paul's saying, why, when he sees carnal things, he's looking at this. In the church, there's envying, people envying one another. There's strife, they're arguing, they're having disputes, walking out of the church. Now, this is what Paul's saying at Corinth. They're walking out and they're talking about how somebody, did you see her? She had those red shoes on this morning. I'm just saying some things they might have been saying. They were talking about getting one another in strife, having bickerings, and divisions. See, that's the devil's playground, division. He wants to divide us. We don't even watch TV hardly anymore, unless it's conventions, something good, because it's all about trying to divide one another by your color of your skin or by what you believe or what you don't believe. And it's the devil, and he's using people. He's using people to go to church. And divisions, Paul says, are you not yet carnal? If this is among you, you are still carnal. You still got your diapers on. And walk as men. For one, and this is what they were saying about Paul. They were saying for somebody's in church, say, I follow Paul. I follow Apollos. I follow Robert, and I follow Pastor Reed. Trying to divide me and Reed. You know, they were trying to divide Paul and Apollos in the church. I'm following Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. Just because I'm standing a little bit above you, don't make me above you up here on the platform. I'm just here so you can see me. Amen. Or it's a platform. It's to raise me up just a little bit higher. Amen. So you can see. Jesus has been risen to sit at the throne of God so that we can see him. And him and the Father are completely together right now in unison. And he is praying for us, for the church, that we would not be divided. Amen. And that's what we got to stay in these last days, in the end times. We got to be the church, not divided, but unified. Unified in the goodness and the glory of God. And we're going to be that congregation, the tabernacle of meeting when we come together. Man, I don't care if the world, if there's a blackout, they'll see our church. Because there'll be the glory of God coming out of the top of this place. Amen? That's what the glory does. And Paul says, some say you're a Paul and one of Apollos. Who then is Paul? Paul speaking. Who is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed. See, don't put me above Pastor Gary, the pastor before here, Pastor Dylan. I'm just a minister of Jesus Christ. That's what, in other words, don't put titles on me. Don't put titles on yourself. I'm just a minister of the gospel. Good news. Even as the Lord gave to every man that believes, has got this same testimony. I believe in Christ Jesus. That's our testimony. That's the minister. You're to minister. You're all ministers. We're all ministers to bring those to Christ. A ministry of reconciliation. Bring the lost into the light. Amen? You might be retired. You might say, well, my ministry is over. No, that's probably when it's just beginning. Because that gives you more time to focus on Jesus. Amen? You got to think about it, guys. One-third of our lives, we're asleep. Come on. If you're sleeping right, you're supposed to get at least 8 or 9 hours of sleep. I need every hour. I need it. Some of us are lacking. Repent. Repent. And then the other third, we're working. Usually 8, 10, 12 hours a day. And then the rest of the time we have with our family. So come on. When you make it to that retirement to where you can actually just do what you want to do now. Don't remember the Lord your God. Remember the Lord. Give him more time. Never get him out of place, right? But Paul says, we're all ministers by whom we believed, even as the Lord has given to every man. Paul says, I've planted, preached the word, and then Apollos, he watered. But God, see here, God gives the increase. It ain't going to benefit you one bit. If I can sit up here and preach for an hour, 2 hours, but unless you receive it, you're not going to be given the increase. See, because God gives that increase. You got to receive that word in your heart and believe it, and then God will increase it. It's kind of like your ground's got to be so good ground. Good ground is just you receive it. If it's in the word, you need to know the word. Rightly divide the word. You receive that seed of truth. Amen? And then you just let God gives the increase. Because what Paul's saying is, if it's the truth, it's going to bring forth fruit. And if it don't bring forth fruit, it wasn't the word. You can't change. That is a God law. Seed, time, and harvest. That plan, that law, man can't manipulate. You can't change it. That's why he made it that way. I better hurry up my battery. It says low battery if I'm going to finish this one right here. Low battery. I'm going to pass this off to Ruthie again. She will come charge my phone up. Why? Because I want to listen to the service after I get done. I need to hear the word too. Amen. We're on live stream. We are live streaming right now, right? See, that's where you really... Moses, the Bible says Moses was the meekest man on the earth. Meekest man. That means he was very humble. You know who said that? Moses said it. He said it of him. He wrote it because he believed he was the meekest man. That takes a humble man to say, I'm the humblest man on earth. Amen. That's not pride. That's being humble. Because why? God said you are. God called Moses to lead these people. What did that do? That's confidence. I'm confident in what God's called me to do. Now, I take my hits like everybody else. The devil comes and says, what are you doing? What are you doing? He said you're going to take the word, God's word to the world. I'm talking about the devil. What are you doing? You know what I tell him? Exactly what God said. I'm called, God said, not Robert. God said to take the word of God to the world. Just tell him to shut up. See, remember, has God said? That's what he asked Adam. And it has God said? They should have said, no, that ain't what he said. This is what he said. Amen. Don't be deceived. Know what God has said. And so then neither is he that plants anything. Paul's saying, I'm not anything. Apollos ain't anything. It's God. He's the deal, man. He's what brings it forth. In other words, see, that's what Satan was after. Lucifer, he was after, he wanted that glory. He wanted to exalt his throne above the throne. Not going to happen. There's only one Bojangle Supreme Biscuit. You know what I mean? Bojangle has claimed the Supremes. Well, there's only one Jehovah Supreme. Jehovah, God. Self-sufficient. There is no other gods before him. There'll be no other gods after him. Amen? He is God and God alone. But he didn't want to be alone. So he created you and me for his glory. Amen? So then Paul's nothing. Neither the one that plants, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one. We're here to minister the same thing. God is good. God is love. God wants you to be saved, to be in the family. That's got to be our unity, our message. There's only one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. There's a virgin birth. Mary gave birth to God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus lived a sinless life and suffered and died and was beaten and was bruised and hung on a cross. And did not speak against what God said. And then the last thing he said, it is finished. And Jesus, he didn't die. He gave up the ghost. In other words, no man took his life. He died, but no man took it. He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And then it's when Jesus went into the center of the earth for 3 days. See, Leo was in the hospital for 4 days and they let him go. Because he knew the man in the grave for 3 days. They couldn't keep him either. Amen. The grave couldn't hold him. Hospital couldn't hold Leo. Why? He's a God man. He's a good man. Because it ain't his goodness that makes me good. It's not my goodness. It's the God that makes me good. Amen. Remember the rich young ruler? Came sliding in. Jesus, Jesus. What must I do? What must I do, Lord? To inherit the kingdom of heaven. Jesus looked at him, loving him. Because the boy told him, the young man told him everything. He kept this, he kept that, he kept the whole law. Don't never tell Jesus you kept the whole law. Unless you're ready for the answer. Because he broke the first one. You shall have no other gods before me. That's the first commandment. The rich young ruler broke the first one. He couldn't keep the first one because Jesus said, go sell everything you have. And he was a rich young ruler. Young, it's okay to be rich and young. Come on, guys. I'm not as young. I used to be 16. I'm not that young anymore. If I knew this word, I could have been rich, young Robert Jackson, marrying Sherry Jackson. Amen? And I could have gave her all the things back then that God wanted her to have. Back then, Cecil. I had that. That was God's plan for every person, is to be a blessing to one another. I just didn't have the wisdom. I didn't have the covenant that I have now. Amen. I know what I got now. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Where was I at? Thank you, Jesus. I ain't even got into the message yet, have I? What was I talking about? I was talking about rich, being rich. See, the rich young ruler told Jesus he kept the whole law, and Jesus said, sell everything you have and follow me. And he went away sad because the Bible said he had much possessions. Not only was he rich, but they possessed him. And the Bible says, money is the root of all evil. No. Somebody, I was waiting for somebody to correct me. What does it say about money?
Love.
The love of money is the root of all evil. See, that's where deception can catch you. With one word, love. It's not, the money is not the problem. It's do you love the money more than you love God? And that's where the problem gets. Amen? And there's power in money. You got a lot of money, you got a lot of power. And that can either be used for the kingdom or against the kingdom. Amen. I want to use it for the kingdom. Amen. Look at Solomon. He was the wisest. He didn't ask for the money. He asked for the wisdom. And God gave him the money. So let's get back into our message this week. Talking about having faith in God. Ruth, will you come get my phone and go charge it? Because if I preach for another 60 minutes, it'll be fully charged. Come on. 60 minutes, preacher. Y'all got to give me the all that was kind of extra. If I can preach the word of God to you guys 60 minutes, you'll be fully charged. Amen. I can guarantee. No, I can't either. You know why? Because I don't have your ears. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing. That's your ears. So I'm not your ears. So if you go to sleep, now you can go to sleep and still hear. Amen. Because I'm not talking to your physical ears. I'm talking to the ears of your heart. Amen. It's okay. Y'all knew Miss Alicia that used to be here. She lived to be 103. Came to church, sat right there, second, third pew, would doze off, but she didn't go off and she didn't snore and she didn't jerk. She just peacefully shut her eyes. She might not have been asleep, and she was just probably resting her eyes. But she would wake up and my eyes would pop open before the first or second closing. Wayne, she would, and she always would say, "That's good preaching." That's what she told me. Little boy, she called me her little boy. Good preaching. So she's in heaven now. And she's preaching. She's, I know she's seen my mama and she's told her many Italian stories. Amen. We're going to get to hear some of her other stories. Vicky and Colette, we've heard some of her stories. Amen. So faith in God, and this title comes from Mark 11, 22 and 23. Jesus answering and said unto them, talking to his disciples, have a fig. What is a fig, disciples? Faith in God. Have a fig. Have faith in God. For verily, Jesus said, I say to you, whosoever shall say, even if you don't like figs, if you'll say, if you're a whosoever, and whatever you say, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever he or she. It says he, but it can be he or she. When God sees, when he sees us, he sees mankind, not man and male and female. There's no gender. God sees us mankind. God had to separate us and bring us back so we can know the difference. Amen? There is a difference for a purpose, right? God intended it that way, and he's going to keep it that way. And I would encourage you to go read Mark chapter 11. Read that full chapter. Again, to the end, to get an understanding of what Jesus was talking about when he cursed that fig tree. And I want to impress you're my congregation, when you see or hear of a fig tree, that's your acronym now, faith in God. Anytime you see fig, I was able to go out and eat with Wayne and Shirley and his family yesterday, and toward the end of our breakfast, I just happened to look at his shirt and he had a drum on there. And we was talking about having faith in God because I tested Jordan, and Jordan, you know, she didn't quite drink all of her coffee, so she didn't just burst out and say, fig, faith in God. But she got there. But Wayne had a t-shirt on. It had a picture of a drum, but it had figure one of the drum and then figure two. And I said, he's wearing the fig tree. There it was. It says figure, but it was fig. See, I'm even seeing, when I see fig now, I'm thinking faith in God because you are my students and I'm the teacher. Lord, that's why God, he showed that to me. I'd never just seen fig as being faith in God, but God showed it to me. And now I'll never forget it. Anytime I see fig, I'm thinking faith in God. And Kelsey's going to make us, and Cindy, they're going to make us some t-shirts so other people can see it. Come on, so other people can see it. So they'll start thinking about, question, good time for a testimony. What does that mean? How much time you got? Walk with them, talk with them, and tell them about Jesus. Why did he curse the fig tree? I'm glad you asked. Come here, let me tell you. Amen? Tell your story. Jesus always has an answer. Can anybody say amen? It might not be the answer they want at the time, but if it's the truth and they need it, speak it in love. And a lot of times the way I do it, I talk about me and what God has done for me. That way, amen, you're not pointing fingers, you're pointing the way. Jesus is the way. He changed my life. So, Mark 11, 23, 24, I didn't know this, and I think I've told you this, but it needs retelling because I was in, me and Sherry, we were in a church. One of those things that's kind of sticking to my tongue. Wayne, it's like it's one of those coffee or something. Got my lip sticky. But anyway, you know, there's a little thing that just bug you. It's kind of like this. What is it? I think it, no, not Krispy Kreme. Maybe I just didn't shave, didn't get that one right there. But anyway, talking about having what you say, Mark 11, 23, I can remember our first walk of faith, and I went to one of the elders of the church that we were at. I got excited when I read that. I got excited. Come on, you need to get excited when you read the Word of God. I was in my diapers, and I got excited because it said right there, I can have what I say. If I believe in my heart, I can have it. And I got excited, and I wanted to get with somebody that's been in the Word longer than me because they could give me some understanding. You know, the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom, but get understanding, right? So I went and I asked, and I showed, I don't know if I had the Bible. I didn't have a Bible app back then, but I think I had the Bible or said, hey, I read this in Mark 11, 23, 24. It says, whatsoever things you believe, when you pray, believe them, you'll have them, what you say. And they just simply said, well, that ain't what it means. I'm like, really? I mean, I didn't say, I'm really. Pop my bubble. You know what I'm, pop my bubble, my excitement bubble. So who's the next person I go talk to? My wife. Because we're in agreement, man. We are learning. We're growing. We're seeing God work in our lives, do great things. So we got together right then, and we started confronting the Lord. Maybe, I'm not sure, we sought the Lord, and we wasn't led to stay in that church. Not just because of that, but a lot of other things we started seeing. And we transitioned to somewhere we had to be fed the truth, right? So sometimes doing good things is not a God thing. I'm not going to tell you the rest of that story, but amen. It's not about doing good things. Because if Jesus, the time that he was here, he could have done a lot more good things, but he only did what the Father said do right here because he knew exactly where that person's faith was for that situation. And Jesus only had a slot in time down here on this earth to get the Father's work done. Amen. And Jesus didn't go to bed early and get up. Jesus worked. He didn't, you know what I mean? He sun up, sun down, Jesus was working the word, working the work that God gave him to do. And he finished it. He did everything God told him to do. And everything, everybody, every sick, everyone that came to Jesus got healed. Man, that's 100%. I'm not there yet, but that's the goal. And it's not God, it's me. If I'll do exactly what Jesus says, do and say, whether preaching or praying, and if that is exactly what God said to do, we're going to hit 100%. Amen? Period. That's a good goal to shoot for, 100%. Amen? But then, hey, if you miss it, Jesus says, there's no condemnation that are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation. I mean, you can't win for losing on that. Amen? So, but God takes pleasure. I ain't going to go that way. I'll never get back to here. I better stick to here. Talking about faith, having faith in God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. If you got your Bible, turn there. 1 Corinthians, my Bible is almost there. 1 Corinthians 2. I want to read this, but then we're going to read some more. This is faith for the end times. We're in the end times. Jesus could come anytime. He could call us out of this place. because of everything that we're seeing take place in the world. It's in the book. It's in this book. A lot of it's in the book of Revelation, but it's in Jesus. See, the book of Revelation, do never go to that book as a book of fear, and I can't understand. No, it's a revelation of Jesus Christ. And you can know and you can understand. I'm not saying you might not have it all put together in pieces of the puzzle, but the pieces of the puzzle are in Jesus. Amen? And he don't want us to be cross-eyed and doing crossword puzzles. He wants us knowing what's happening in this earth. Amen? He don't want us confused. God is not the author of confusion. So, I'd recommend going to Spirit of Faith Ministries. Listen to Jim Howard. He did 32 messages on the book of Revelation. Spirit of Faith Ministries, Dr. Jim Howard. He's a member of this church. He's out preaching the gospel. But he taught over 20 years ago the book of Revelation, and it's awesome. I've listened to it, and I'm going to listen to it again. But in 1 Corinthians 2:5, Paul says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Power of God. I don't want to be up here just telling you stories to tell you stories. I want power. I want that your faith to have power. Amen. And see your life change for the good. In these last days, it's going to take faith in the power of God to walk in victory over this spirit of fear that is saturating this covering this earth. It's going to take faith in the power of God, not in the wisdom of men, not in these fancy words you can say in church that make people say, ooh, that sounds deep. I want something that's simple and deep. Amen. I want something that's got power. Amen. I want something that's like a stick of dynamite with a short fuse. Remember the old Western movies? You know, them old Western movies that they come out there and they have that long fuse with the reel on it. You know, they're going to blow up the bank or something and light that long fuse. And it took forever for that thing to blow up. I want the Word of God to blow up. I don't want a long fuse. I want something short when I need to stand on something. Power with a short fuse. I want to know, and I want to know now. I want to see your glory, Lord, and I want to see it now. And then goodness and mercy. I like to say, this would be a good t-shirt. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Turn around. I don't want them following me. I want them catching me. Turn around, man. Come on, surely, goodness and mercy. Catch me. Here I am. That's what God, he wants. He chased me for many years until I turned around. Repent means to turn. Quit running from God and run to God. And I did. And he had outstretched arm, prodigal son, father, just sitting there waiting. Man, and he had the ring. He had the party. He had everything for me. Man, God wants to have a party with us. Man, he wants to give us all these good things. This earth and the fullness thereof is his. It's just in the wrong people's hands. It's in people's hands that don't have clean hands. They got dirty hands. Because if they're not washed by the blood and covered by the blood of Jesus, they're dirty. But Jesus sees them clean. He wants them clean. But he'll make no man come to him and worship him. You got to come. When the Holy Spirit draws, when the Word draws, you got to come. Jesus said, all that are thirsty, come. All that are hungry, come. Amen? When I'm hungry, you don't have to, Krispy Kreme don't have to have the hot light on for me to come. I'm going seeking when I'm hungry for a Krispy Kreme donut. But some people, just kind of like you want them to experience God like I have. But they just won't come. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He wept because he was there and they would not come to him. They resisted him, rejected him. And all he was doing was loving them and telling them the truth. And he wept. God is still weeping because there's people that are not coming. Amen. And I believe like Andrew and a lot of the ministers, we are in the great third awakening. Because Jesus is that close to coming. And the Bible says he's coming for a glorious, a spotless church. A glorious church that is looking for his appearance. Not all the churches are. Not all of them will. But not this church. Man, we looking, we expecting, we waiting. Amen. Be expecting every morning to hear the trumpet. Amen? Just be expecting. Thank you, Jesus. And people will see that you're expecting. I know when Cindy was 9 months expecting with her first or last child, they knew when she came to church, she's expecting. They could see. They can see. The glory of God on you when you're expecting. People can see it. Leo just gave a testimony. They saw it. They knew it. It was in the room. Amen. And it was changing them. Amen. The glory of God will change it. It was on Moses' face. It had to be veiled. So, faith in these last days has got to stand. We got to stand in the power of God, in the power of His resurrection. See, Jesus, when he resurrected out of the tomb and presented His blood, He went to the mercy seat. Jesus went to heaven and gave His blood. Now, this is supernatural. You got to believe this by faith. The blood that drained out of His body, Jesus recaptured it. That blood covered the whole sin of the whole world. Sin. The main sin was it was His blood connected us back to God. But that blood also covered all the sins of the entire world, of everybody's sin. Jesus took that and presented it on the mercy seat in heaven. The blood in the Old Testament had to be sprinkled on the mercy seat. Jesus took His blood and put it on the mercy seat. And it is the blood that speaks forever forgiveness. No other blood, bulls and goats, it could not wash the sin. It just covered them for a year. Jesus washed our sins away, past, present, and future. It's been taken care of. And then He came back. He's got His glorified body. He came through walls. You know, Jesus could come, He could manifest, He could come through these walls and somebody could see Him. If He needed to make that happen, if it needed to happen for somebody to be born again, to be saved, to be saved from a car wreck, Jesus, if they're hungry and they've been, if their heart's for Him, He'll move that mountain. He'll manifest Himself. It's called discerning of spirits. He doesn't move from His position in heaven. He just uses the power of the Holy Ghost. And He can manifest Himself. Amen? I've never seen experience like that. But I'm expecting if He needs to, here I am, Lord. It ain't going to make my faith no more greater. What it's going to do, it's going to be something powerful that's going to change something. See, Jesus said that you don't need, if you got faith, it's a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this sycamine tree, to this mountain be thou removed, and it shall be done to you. So it ain't about building faith, it's about building the kingdom. See, building the kingdom, and it's only going to be built, it will be no other foundation but Jesus Christ. Amen? Now see, you don't need to pray for visitations. You don't need to pray, Lord, send me an angel. No, you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You just need to say, Lord, here I am, send me. In other words, look, this is your foundation, the Word of God. Because this is what keeps you safe. Amen. Visitations, all that is good. But there's no greater faith than just believing on this Word right here. Peter told us that. There's no, if you see an angel, if you see this great supernatural thing, Peter says, if an angel appears to you and preaches another gospel other than this, he said, call that angel accursed. In other words, that's like a cuss word. Get out of here, angel, because Peter said we have a more sure word of prophecy right here. It's been written and it's been testified and it's been determined that it is true. Amen. And if you take this written word and put it in your heart of hearts, it makes a foundation that can't be shaken. See, God's going to shake the heavens and the earth again. But those that are in Him, we're not going to be moved. The Word's not going to... Heaven and earth is going to be removed. But the earth, the Word, is what's going to remain. Amen. We've been made for a new heaven and a new earth. So we got to be changed into that glory. Amen? This body's got to be changed. That's why it's got to be changed. This body is not the way it's supposed to be. It's corrupt. It's dying. I'm not talking about your spirit. I'm talking about your body. But God says He takes the dead things and makes them alive. Amen? This is not the state you're going to be in. I'm not going to be in this state all my life. Going to be changed, man. Ain't that glorious? That's just the hope that we have. We're not all going to sleep, die. We're going to be raised. Yes. Amen. And I'll just go ahead and tell you this. I'm not staying. If I don't go by the rapture, I go by the grave. I'm not there. Don't come visit me at the grave. You're visiting my body. This. The flesh is just, it's rotting. There's bones down there. I'm not there. I'm with Jesus. So that's where my mama is. And all those that have died in Christ, they're with Jesus. The bodies are still in the grave. But that body is going to put on that new body one day when that's what's going to be so glorious. The graves are going to be busted open. Now, whether they open physically, I don't know, but the bones are coming out. And the sinew, Ezekiel prophesied, shall these bones live? Speak to them, prophesy to them, Ezekiel. Live! Live! Hang on to this pulpit. Man, those bones are going to live. Amen. We're talking about faith. Faith in the Word of God. Power. Wonder-working power. We need to work that song back in there, Wayne. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power. That's that talking about. That's dunamis. There's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. So, I'm going to start here. I want to eventually explain different kinds of faith. So, 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Man, I'm already there too. Y'all think I was studied about this. Praise the Lord. Are y'all right? Anybody need to move up, stretch around? Anything going numb on you? Need to take up, stand up and stretch? You just step up and say, hey, I'm praising, I'm stretching, Pastor. Stretch it out. Got a cramp? Work it out. Move. It's okay. You can move in this church, man. You can move. You can run. But 1 Corinthians. I'm going to read a little bit here. That's about as far as I'm going to go. We're going to be talking about how faith comes. Faith in the last days. I'm talking about faith that has power. Power, power, power. Now, this is the Apostle Paul, and he's speaking to us. And, Jordan, you don't have to, if you got your Bible read, because I'm going to go kind of fast, you don't have to pull all these scriptures up if you don't need to, Jordan. But Paul was called to be an apostle, not by mama, but by God. Now, if mama's calling you an apostle and God has, mama's okay. But who are you going to obey? God. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God. We've been talking about how to find, follow, and fulfill the will of God on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. We're in the following step. But Paul knew the will of God not until he was old and got knocked off of his horse by Jesus appearing to him. And he, up until that time, he was against the will of God. He was learning the word, but he wasn't being taught right. He was just being taught the law. But now Jesus was ushering in a new covenant, a covenant of grace and truth. And Paul had an experience with that. But through the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified. Sanctified means you're set apart, not to the world. Paul's talking to Christians, to believers here. Talking to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints. Either sinner or saint, there's either two, there you go, two places, two people on the earth. With all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace to you and peace from God and our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul is going to be talking about spiritual gifts in the church. And each one of you have physical gifts, but then you have spiritual gifts given to us by the Father. Paul says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. In other words, we know you are Christians by your love. See, that was in these people. They loved God. And it showed. That's how we know they're Christians. They love God. God is love. And Jesus said, if you don't have love, you're not born again. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift. God wants us operating in his gifts, just like we have been this morning by the worship. By prophecy, by Terry prophesying some things, speaking some things over this nation. I know by the Spirit of God, I've said some things that you just needed to hear this morning. I know it's God's gift flowing to me and through to you. And Paul don't want us to come back behind lacking in no gifts. Verse 8, who will also confirm you to the end that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is why the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues is so important, because it's kind of like Brother Hagin says, speaking in tongues is like the doorway into all the other supernatural gifts, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, working of miracles, gifts of healing. All of these flow by the same self-spirit, that is the Holy Spirit. Jesus, when he left this earth, gave gifts unto men. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. That was the fivefold ministry gifts to equip you. See, I'm here to equip you, to train you to go do the work of whatever other gifts God has put in you to do. Amen? And that could be an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. If God's called you to that, you are that. Amen? And you just walk it out by faith. And verse 7, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. Whom he called, he anointed. If he's anointed you, he's appointed you, it will come to pass. Amen? God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And Paul's pleading, and I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. And we're talking about faith, faith in God. And there's an attack, not only just on the church, but on the world, division, the envy and the strife, the division. And what Paul is saying here, he wants us all speaking the same thing, being unified, that God is love, God is for us, he's not against us. In other words, speaking the word, speaking the same thing. What? In faith, and that's when we're going to have power. When we say what God has said, we're going to have power in our lives to overcome. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, not only faith, not my faith, but faith of the Son of God, who not only loved me, but died for me and gave his life for me and gave me these gifts before he left this earth. We don't need the gifts in heaven. We need them down here. Amen. This is where the battle's going on. Jesus operated in all the gifts except tongues and interpretation of tongues. All the other gifts he operated in without measure. Amen. He didn't have to pray and ask the Father's will if it was his will to heal. Jesus was the healer. Amen. He didn't have to say, Father, is it your will? Because Jesus is the healer. He is God. Jesus is God. He put a face on God. So when you look in the mirror, you need to say, man, I look a lot like God. You're in his image. He created you in his image and in his likeness. The glory is in here. Bring it out. Let it come out. It's in your spirit. This flesh cannot contain the glory of God. That's why it's got to be changed. Amen. I'm going to look a lot different in heaven, but you'll know me by my spirit and my voice. You'll know me by my voice too. I'm going to stop right here. Touch talking about the gifts. Because somebody just said, I just heard a question in the spirit. How are we going to know each other in heaven? Don't raise your hand, because I asked that question before too. How am I going to know everybody in heaven? How am I going to know my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa? You know what they wore back in the 1800s? My gosh, you remember what George Washington? George Washington had, he had wooden teeth. Seriously, they didn't have, he didn't have no teeth, so they made them out of wood. That's what I read in my history book, and I'm believing it was right. So one day I'm going to stand before George. George, did you really, if he knew Jesus? Because, see, I'm not going to know George unless George knows Jesus. I don't care if George was the first president of the United States of America. Was he, Kelsey? Got that one right. Maybe the first and the second I might know. That's about, I know who's president now. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I didn't know George. But if George knew Jesus, I'm going to know George. But there's pictures, but I'm not going to know that George. Because, see, it was either Paul said, up until now, I know you by the flesh, but there's going to be a time I'm not going to know you by the flesh. I'm going to know you by your spirit. Don't look See, we want to judge by the flesh. That's the wrong way to judge. You judge. It is. We do have a righteous judgment, is to judge by the Spirit, whether that's the spirit of Antichrist or God. Do not think that you cannot judge the spirit of a person. And be, I can't do that. God said don't to judge. No, you don't judge by the flesh. You judge by the Spirit. Because the Bible says don't you lay hands on nobody quickly. The spirit of it. You know what I mean? In other words, God says, no need to pray right there. That person's not even born again. They don't even care about God. Don't waste your prayer. Don't waste God's prayer. That's what that might be what the Holy Ghost says. That's what the Word says. Don't lay your hands suddenly on nobody, the Word says. But anyway, how am I going to know my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa? You remember when Peter, James, and John went up on the mountain with Jesus? And they got up there? They had an invitation. They were the sons of thunder. Jesus even gave them a nickname, called them sons of thunder. Because, man, they believed in the faith, and they believed in the power. They saw the power, and they wanted to operate in it. They went up on the mountain, and it's called the Mount of Transfiguration. It's when God was there, Jesus was there, the Holy Ghost was there, and Jesus, like he pulled back his flesh, and they saw the glory of God. They saw the glory of Jesus. But before then, they saw Moses appeared, and Elijah appeared. And Peter said, Lord, it's good that we're here. Can anybody say that was right, Peter? It's good that we're here. Peter was bold. Peter would step up and say what was in his heart. Sometimes it just came out of his mouth. You know, Peter, Lord, it's good that we're here. Let us build a tabernacle, one for you and Moses and Elijah. How did Peter know that was Moses? How did Peter know that was Elijah? He'd never seen them. I asked that question. He knew them by the... They were in the Spirit, Cecil. The Holy Ghost was there. The Father was there. Jesus was there. Remember when Peter stood up and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Father said... Jesus said, the Father didn't... Man did not give you that wisdom, Peter. See, don't let your wisdom stand in men. He said, but my Father, which is in heaven, anointed his lips, and he spoke that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Same Spirit is how Peter knew that was Moses. He knew it by his Spirit. That's how we're going to know. We're going to know by the Spirit. That's called revelation. Has nothing to do with information. It's by your heart. That's the way God created us in the beginning. By the heart, not by the head. Adam didn't have to see God. He knew God. He knew him. He knew his Creator. It wasn't until the devil came in that all this doubt came in. Right? So when doubt comes in, shout it out. Get out of here in Jesus' name. I know in whom I have believed. That's what Paul says. You got to quit saying that's what Paul said. You got to say that's what I say. You want to know him? You watch him by TV? You want to know Jesus? You want to know this God? All you got to do is say, Lord, I want to know you with a pure heart. Because the Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, this is how you ask. If you believe on the Lord Jesus in your heart and confess him, with your mouth, the Bible says, you will be saved. Saved. Amen. So if you're listening, you want to get saved? You want to meet Jesus? You want to have fun in this life? In this crazy world? Trust him. Call upon his name. And the Bible says, you'll be saved. You'll be changed. You'll be born again. And then I would say, get into a good church. Word of Faith Worship Center, we're a good church. We believe God first. Word is first here. And we're training up disciples to go teach and preach the Word of God, to make ready a people prepared to see the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our mission. Mm-hmm. And our mandate is to teach and preach faith against fear. Amen? Amen. And not only faith, but we're going to have power. God's going to demonstrate his power. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this service today. We thank you for the power. Lord, the power has been released. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, I'm releasing it now. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God, your power is changing our lives, Lord, and we give you the praise right now that you have overcome this world. And if you're troubled by things happening in this world, if you're here in this church and you're troubled, or you're watching and you're troubled, I'm telling you, you don't have to be troubled. There's even times that I want to get troubled, but then I got to say, shut up, mind. Be still, oh my soul, because Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled, because Jesus knows if your heart gets troubled, you're going to say something that's going to bring trouble. But I'm telling you, you got something greater. You've got something, you've got someone greater on the inside of you, that no matter what is happening around you, that you don't have to be troubled. You can have faith in God that Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and the author of death. He defeated the devil, hands tied behind his back. He defeated him with his word, because Jesus is the word. And Jesus said, what he did on this earth, as Christians, you can do, and greater works, because Jesus is sitting right in heaven right now beside the God of heaven, making prayers and intercession for his saints, that we're not going to be a sickly church. We're going to be a healthy, whole church. We're going to be the church that Jesus said we would be. We're going to be a glorified church, destroying the works of the devil in Jesus' name. And Father, we believe it. And Father, we thank you for that right now. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving amongst our people right now, Lord, touching their lives, bringing peace to their minds right now. I say peace to your mind in Jesus' name. Whatever God has put in your heart, you can do it. If God's given you a vision to do something in your heart, if it's a God thing, it can be a good thing. Amen. If he said do it, you can do it by faith. All you need to do is say it and do it and act like it. So, Father, we just thank you right now. I just stir up those visions right now that the devil tries to say it's not going to happen. Well, he's a liar. Just tell the devil, you a liar. That ain't from God. You a liar. And just tell him to shut up. So, Father, we just thank you. We just tell the devil to shut up and come out right now. Come out attacking the minds right now in Jesus' name. That you can do what God's called you to do. And you can do it with his power and with his glory. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anybody need personal prayer this morning? If you're here and you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, if you're watching online, you never spoke in tongues, you never had the gifts of the Spirit, you never had confidence just to reach out and lay hands. See, the Holy Ghost will give you boldness, won't he, Elaine? He'll give you boldness to put your hand on somebody and say, Jesus. You don't have to say, Jesus said. You just say, in the name of Jesus, because we know what Jesus said. And it's that power that gives you the boldness to step out, the Holy Ghost to step out and lay hands on the sick. Somebody that has leprosy, somebody that has AIDS, it don't matter. You don't ask them what they have. Ask them what they want. Amen. A lot of times, you ask them what they have, you better get your book ready. I got this, I got that. When I go to the doctor, I don't check all the things that mama had. It ain't none of their business. Sorry. I know medically they want to know. You don't need to know, because it ain't mine. It might have been in the family, but I'm not in that family anymore. I'm telling the truth, because I'm in the family of God. And the Bible says Jesus became a diabetic. He became a curse. So I wouldn't have to be cursed with diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis. That ain't me. I don't identify. Amen. I'm not participating. So I don't write down what I don't believe I'm going to see. I'm writing my vision, right? Not in my vision, not in my bloodline. That's just faith. I'm sorry. I'm a faith man. I believe. Somebody say, you're not telling the truth. Yes, I am.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.